morning, everyone. Like a lot of institutions, higher education is taking a look at services and figuring out what has to go, facing budget problems and cost cutting. Joining us now is Linda Carpenter, professor emeritus at Brooklyn College and co-author of the book Title IX. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
We wanted to ask you about a story out of Connecticut. The Quinnipiac University's volleyball team, plus their coach, have filed a lawsuit against the university for cutting their sport in favor of funding the cheerleading squad. The cheer team costs the university less and has more members, which also increases the school's Title IX numbers, a complicated quota which relates to what's provided to athletes and the parity between men and women. Linda Carpenter, this potentially means that a court is going to have to rule on whether cheerleading is actually a sport. What's the issue here?
The issue, let me first define cheerleading versus spirit squads, because I think a lot of the listeners will get them confused. Spirit squads are the kids that are on the sidelines urging their team forward. Cheerleading in this context is a team event with a lot of gymnastics activity in it. The one that is involved in this case is the one with gymnastics activity involved in it. The issue is really whether a viable traditional team, such as volleyball, can be cut to increase the numbers for Title IX, just like you said. And the Office for Civil Rights, which is the administrative agency for Title IX, has issued specific yet subjective criteria to decide whether, whether a particular cheerleading team is in fact a sport and not a spirit team.
Do you
that becomes the issue. This has been around for a long time, but kind of in the background.
And has Title IX, under Title IX, are higher education institutions encouraged, or do they have incentives to sort of report women's sports and sort of play a numbers game with the number of participants in various sports to try to qualify under Title IX?
Absolutely. Title IX requires a school to meet the interests and abilities of the underrepresented sex and to provide equal access to participation opportunities. If you cut down or look like you're cutting down the number of men that are participating, and you increase or look like you're increasing the number of women that are participating, then it is easier to meet the requirements of Title IX technically, although certainly not in the spirit of participation, nor in the spirit of an educational endeavor.
Right. Well, Linda Carpenter, professor emeritus at Brooklyn College, co-author of the book Title IX, on an issue at Quinnipiac College in Connecticut. They cut their volleyball team, kept their cheerleading squad, which increases their women participant numbers under Title IX. The question is cheerleading a sport? A court will have to decide. Thanks so much.